It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Obama unveiled an election year budget in a state that could matter in November. He chose a community college in Virginia, a state that voted for him in 2008 after backing Republicans for decades. His budget may not get far in Congress, but he found a mostly receptive audience yesterday. Here's NPR's Don Gagne.
Mr. Obama was on familiar turf as he made his fourth stop as president to Northern Virginia Community College. That's NOVA for short.
It is great to be back here at NOVA. I've been here so many times, I'm about 3 credits short of graduation.
He spoke in a gymnasium at the college's Annandale, Virginia campus. Bleachers on stage behind him were filled with students. They and the audience in front of him cheered frequently, so much so that it felt like a campaign event, minus the signs, banners, and buttons. The president was in rally mode.
American manufacturers are creating jobs for the first time since the 1990s. The economy is growing stronger. The recovery is speeding up. And the last thing we can afford to do right now is to go back to the very policies that got us into this mess in the first place. We can't afford it.
President Obama, not unlike President Bush before him, is a fan of community colleges, what they stand for in terms of affordable education and their ability to help older students and those who've lost their jobs get a new start. He spoke of a proposal to provide $8 billion for these colleges to partner with businesses to provide training and job skills that are in demand. In the audience was 20-year-old student Natalie Benitez, who also works at the restaurant her parents own and run.
I'm studying business, and I want to transfer to a four-year, either George Mason or James Madison, to study marketing.
Benitez says she continues to be a supporter of the president, even as her family has felt the effects of a weak economy.
Business has gone a little down for it. It's been, I guess, a little harder for my parents. But right now, it's actually been picking up. So compared, I think, to 2 years ago, I think there has been improvement.
Also there was 18-year-old college freshman Daniel Corcoran. He grew up in a Republican family and describes himself as a social conservative, but says he was pleased to hear the president call for more support for schools like this one.
In general, it's definitely a good thing when somebody is trying to help people get an education. I find it hard to find error with that.
Corcoran juggles a full load of classes and a part-time job. He works 15 to 20 hours a week. He says he expects to vote for the Republican nominee this fall and says the president needs to take ownership of the economy, even if it was in horrible shape when he took office.
To keep playing almost 4 years later the, well, look what I inherited card, I feel like he's kind of stretching it a little bit.
Nearby stands one of those older students you find at community colleges. 50-year-old Terrence Callahan is on disability and is studying to become a substance abuse counselor. Ask his thoughts on the president, and he says it's been a tough 4 years, but that Republicans in Congress share the blame.
Congress has not given him the opportunity to bring jobs or anything. It's just ain't giving him a chance, for real, I mean.
That's a case the president makes as well. Look for him to continue to make the very short trip from the White House to Virginia to spread that message. It's a place that's as important politically as it is convenient. Don Gagne, NPR News.